rising like a morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up.
Yeah, I got nowhere I should go. I got nowhere I should be. I got my friends all around. We got this bag full of weed. We twice metal and chill. I'm talking no Tennessee. We rolling up and pass around. We're feeling free. Yeah, cooler than the wind to breathe. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up. Cooler than the winds of breeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I brought you up once.
In the midnight glow, down a country road, where the hands move fast, but the time moves slow. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Smoke rings out like a melody. Whiskey sweeter than a tangerine. And I know, everyone knows.
Cooler than the winds of breeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up. Cooler than the winds of breeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I brought you up one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. This is Holly.
Hi, Polly.
Would you like me to ask you a question, or you want to just see what you pick up on?
It's up to you. Do you have anything specific, or just a general?
A general.
Okay, let's see. I feel like you've been worried a lot lately. You've been worried about things. I feel like a lot of change is going on with you.
Yes.
And that's like, you know, a lot of change is going on with you. You're not sure what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like don't worry about the changes. Kind of go with the flow. Put out to the universe what your intentions are and what you want of these changes to happen. I do feel like, I'm not sure if you're thinking about moving, but I do feel like it's a possible. I feel like you will move then. I do feel like a move for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's going to be so much of a weight off of your shoulders once you move.
Yes.
Certain things going on, like around your house, neighbors,
yes.
Around your house.
Yes. All of the above.
I feel like ignore the neighbors. I feel like ignore the neighbors or ignore the people that it's like they don't know you. They just, they're kind of gossipy, maybe people.
Yes.
I feel like you're a very, very kind-hearted person. You're very, very
yes.
kind-hearted. You care about other people, possible empath, possible, but you really,
yes.
really, you really care about other people's feelings. And so if other people are mean to you, if they don't understand you, that can kind of like weigh on you, like it'll
yes.
hurt your feelings. I feel like ignore
yeah.
that. You're a very, very good person. If they don't understand you or understand where they're coming from, you're a good person. If anything, they're
yeah.
just more the ignorant ones. I do feel like
change.
A move for you, possible
yeah.
change in work as well. Either change in work, transfer of
yeah,
job,
both.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like just go with the flow. Put your intentions out to the universe of what you want. Like you want to move to this specific house or a specific apartment. You want nice neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, you want easy travel, easy commute back and forth to work. I feel like
yeah.
put that out to the universe. I feel like you will get at least close to it. I feel like the changes just need to unfold for you. The changes are unfolding, and they are going to be for the better. I do feel like these changes
yeah.
are going to be for the better. They will it will help make lift like take a weight off of your shoulders. And protect your
yeah.
energy as well, because you are such a kind person. Protect your energy, because you don't need that. You're a good person, and you don't need anybody to, like put you down or say that you're wrong or something. They're the ones
yeah.
that – I feel like they're the ones that are wrong.
Yes.
So just kind of protect
100%.
Your energy.
Yeah.
But I do feel the move. I do feel like the change in work or whatever, big relief for you. I just kind of like go with the flow and put it out to the universe, specifically what you want for your new place, for your work, for your surroundings and the people that you want around you and the people that you want to attract.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it will get a lot better for you.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
And I'm getting at least within 3 months. Within 3 months, you'll start feeling the lift, the weight off of your shoulders, if not beforehand.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a huge difference. I'm getting like within 3 months is my feeling.
Yeah.
Big animal person, too. Do you have a dog?
At this house, there is two of them, but they're not mine.
Okay. Not yours. Okay. I feel like is one of the dogs kind of sort of attached to you? I feel like
yes,
the one dog is kind of attached to you, really, really likes to be around you, like on
yeah,
top
he's
of
next
you. The dog
to me.
Likes to be around
you. Yeah. He's right here next to me right now.
Oh. And I feel like he is trying to help with your I feel like the dog is trying to help with your anxiety and also with
Aww.
Like healing you. I feel like the dog
Aww.
Is trying to like help take the anxiety and take the and like trying to help heal you.
Yeah.
Especially the one. I mean, I think the one is kind of, the one dog is kind of like I can give or take people, but the one dog
yep.
is like very attached to you. And
yeah.
I feel like he's trying to help. So kind of just be open to that maybe. Just make sure like your energy is open. I feel like the dog is trying to help you. Like take away the anxiety and do a little bit of healing with you.
Yeah.
If you do anything, if you're ever interested in crystals,
yeah, I have
sell them. Okay, selenite, for me anyway, everybody is different. But for me, and especially with animal healing, selenite, like that white clear, kind of whitish clear crystal, selenite is very good. So, maybe think about getting a couple of more like stones, different kinds of selenite, and sleeping with them under your pillow.
Yeah, I can try that.
And I could be wrong, but I also get stomach upset with you. I feel like stomach
today.
Upset.
Yeah.
I feel like that is part maybe, and I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend, diagnose, prescribe. But I do get like, it's like you don't feel like eating. When you do eat, you're kind of like maybe sort of nauseous. And I feel like that is possibly just the anxiety. So if you ever do any like self-healing for yourself, I feel like self-healing, dog is definitely helping you. Definitely, I feel like rose quartz and selenite. Rose quartz, selenite, sleep with them under your pillow. You could possibly put them on your stomach as well. That could also possibly be self-healing as well. Putting them on their stomach and they kind of absorb that kind of nauseous feeling. Just kind of cleanse them afterwards, maybe with sage. And it all depends on how you feel. But I do feel like stuff is going to get better. I see the move. I see like the difference with the jobs maybe. I do feel like getting a lot better.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Any other questions while we still got a minute or so? Or
No, that's okay. Next time.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
All righty. Bye.
Cheers.
Have a great
day. Thank you, Holly. And cheer up. I don't know. I don't like to hear, you know, friends down like that. It's like, but we all have our ups and down days, don't we? And I think this is driving us nuts at the moment, isn't it, this thing, you know? It's driving everybody around the bend at the moment. And, you know, it's going to go for a long time, but we've got to stay stable. We've got to stay on top of it, you know. I'm finding little things to do all the time. I'm actually learning two different languages now at the moment, and I tried three, but it was a bit much for me. But I'm struggling with two at the moment, Swedish and Welsh. And Swedish is an amazing language. It really is. It's a lovely language. It just flows, But there we go. Okay. Right then. Let's see where we're going. Tony.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Holly.
It's Tony.
Oh, Tony, sorry.
Oh. It's okay. Holly's off live, though. I have a question. It's in regards to my present relationship that I'm in. And I want to see what you pick up. The person's name is Michael.
Okay. Let me see. May I please have guidance for Tony and Michael, please? Okay, I feel like with Michael, right away, I feel like he acts sometimes, I feel like he could act like Mr. Tough Guy. I feel like he's hard to read. I feel like he acts like nothing bothers him. have almost, I always kind of feel a little bit macho, almost sometimes a little bit macho. My feeling is that that's just a defense mechanism. Like big strong, you know, so big strong guy, macho, nothing bothers me, nothing can hurt me. I feel like it's a guard up. I feel like that's a guard. I feel like you're also a very strong minded woman. You're a very strong minded woman. You know, you're not somebody to, you know, you can't, you know, you don't want to mess around with you as well. I do feel like maybe that's a little bit intimidating with him, but I also hear that that is something that's what he needs. Like he needs a strong woman in his life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a guard up. I feel like he's been hurt before. I'm not sure if he could possibly also. My feeling is maybe his relationship with his mom wasn't maybe the most fantastic.
Yes, you're correct.
He
did not have a good relationship with his mom at all.
Okay. So possibly, you know, it can be like deep rooted where he's almost like scared of women, but at the same time, my feeling is he needs a strong woman with him. He needs that. I get good energy with this. I do get good energy with this. I do feel like it's tough for you. It can be tough because he doesn't really express his feelings. You're not sure what he's thinking. I feel like it's very hard for him to read. Like it's very hard it's hard for you to think, you know, what he's feeling, what he's thinking. He doesn't express himself all that much. I get pretty good energy with the two of you. So I definitely feel like potential with this. I feel like you're going to have patience because it takes him a really, really long time to really trust people and be like, oh, you know, this person's not going to just like leave or backstab me or something like that. He kind of has that in the back of his mind all the time. I'm also getting like he doesn't. I feel like I'm also getting like all of his, like, as far as his friends, I feel like he doesn't really have like new friends. Like all of his friends he's had for a very, very long time, it's hard for him to let new people in. But it's only, I do feel like he is a good person. I feel like he's a good person, and if he cares about you, he'll do anything for that person. Like if he trusts that person, he'll do anything for them. It takes a whole lot of time for him to be able to trust people. I do get good energy. I feel like he does need a strong woman. I do get
good
energy.
She knows that I love him very much. Like, she knows that I love him very much, and I'll go bend over her heels for him, and I do just about, we've been together since, we started seeing each other in January of this year, and I basically do everything, like, I'm on top of it, I'm like, he needs something done, and I get it done, you know, but then, like you said, he has that macho attitude, like, sometimes he says one thing, and then he kind of switches off, and he's like, you know, so I don't know what's coming or going.
Yeah, I feel like,
and I
feel
have
like
a lot
definitely.
Of with him.
Yeah, I do feel like good energy. I feel like good energy with between you guys. I do feel good energy. Definitely express your feelings. You are a strong woman, and I feel like a lot of men would be, you know, a lot of guys are interested in you. Express your feelings to them and say, hey, you know, please, we've been dating. So just, you know, please give me like a little bit more feedback or a little bit more so, you know, I know how you feel about me. I do get good energy between you guys. But
he
at the same time.
He does tell me he loves me. He's always telling me he loves me. He does tell me he loves me, but then his actions kind of like are contradictory, but he's like, I know I love you. Like, I do love you. Like, I do love you. And I'm like, it's like he has to assure himself that he loves me. Does that make sense?
Sure. And I'm getting, I do feel like he loves you, and he, I do feel like he does love you, and he knows that he doesn't have to assure himself of that, but he's just scared, because he's like, you know, what if Tony, you know, decides to lose patience with me, you know, what if that happens, and I feel really more fear-based with him, so I feel like if you can stick it out, I feel like there's great potential there, and just express to him, like, hey, you know, you are kind of contradictory, but I do feel good energy between the two of you.
He does know that he does that sometimes. He knows it, but I guess he kind of, like, catches himself, and he doesn't want to accept that he's doing what he's doing, you know, because he has that macho attitude. But he... we talked about marriage at one point, and, you know, I don't know if he's going to fall through soon or, you know, or do you see that in the near future?
I do hear something with December. I don't feel like for a while. I do feel like that's definitely something on his mind. Like if it's any woman, it could be you, but he's still very, very scared. I feel like I still feel like very, very scared. But I am getting something with like December, January. I hear vacation. I don't know if he's gonna like invite you.
3 minutes.
Actually, I feel like more of a vacation. I don't know if he's going to, like, invite you for, like, a three-day. I get, like, a three-day outing, three-day, like, a weekend getaway.
We're supposed to be going somewhere in August, this month, in August, from the 5th
to
the
20th. I do feel like a deeper connection. With this, like, little getaway. I do feel like there's going to be a deeper connection. I just feel like he's just so scared, and he doesn't want to admit it. I just feel like he's just scared just from his past relationships with whatever went on with his mom. I feel like
they're
scared.
2 minutes.
I do feel like good energy between you two. I do feel like very good potential. I do feel like a deeper connection with this little, like, vacation or getaway. My feeling is I feel like it's a good potential for a proposal, but I'm hearing, like, December, January. And again, I could be totally wrong. It could be before that. Put laws of attraction, put out what you want for you, what you want for the universe. I don't feel like he's going anywhere. Like, if anybody's going to break up with anybody, I feel like, if anything, you may lose patience, like, in the time to come. If anything, I feel like you're going to break up with him. If that were the case, I don't feel like he's going to break up with you. I don't feel like he would break up with you. But at the same time, you're very strong and a patient person, so... I feel like you're not going to run out of
patience
for a long time.
I'm a very impatient person.
Yeah, it takes a lot for you to run out of patience. So I feel
good potential. I like to get things going. I'm the type that I like to get things going. Like, once again, like, let's get it going. But I mean, I do love him. So I have been very patient with him because we've had our moments. You know, we've had our moments. I've been very patient because I know that I love him, and I feel like if I walk away from him, then I'm going to regret it. Like, there's going to be regret there, and I don't want there to be regret. I want to, you know, I'm going to, sickness and in health, good times and bad times with him. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, through good times and bad times, because that's the way it's supposed to be. You can't walk away from something, you know, just because. too much time
I
invested.
Do feel great.
We're also
I do feel great potential there. So.
And how about a purchase of our home? We're actually right now trying to get us a home, hopefully by October.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's keeping, yeah.
It's a good possibility. I'll put it that way. It's a good possibility.
Yeah, I already have the paper rolling, and I mean, hopefully in 2 weeks, I'll know.
That has to be it for this
Thank
call,
you for
yeah?
calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your feedback.
Okay, thanks, Tommy. Okay, right. We have to keep inside the 10 minutes, ladies and gents, otherwise we don't get to you all. Okay. Let's see. We're going to take a break after this next one. Coming up to 1:30. So, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. I think a general reading is fine.
Okay, let's see. I feel like you have like a whole lot of I feel like very energetic with you. I feel like very, very energetic. I feel like you're kind of like always on the go, always moving. Big emphasis on like friends. I feel like you're a very, very good friend. Very good friend. Your friends and family are very, very important to you. I feel like you're a very loyal person. Very energetic. I get like a lot of energy. You're always there to help your friends. I feel like you're always there for like very, very good advice. You always, even if you're not asked, you kind of put your 2 cents in, and your 2 cents seems to be right a lot of the times. Something with growing seeds. Why am I getting this?
I'm not working now, and I've been gardening.
Oh, okay. Growing seeds. I'm like growing seeds. Okay. Gardening, okay. You have a green thumb. You do have a green thumb. I feel like you have a green thumb with a lot of things. With the advice you give to people. Your advice is like a green thumb.
I see.
I don't even know how to. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense to you?
Or with kids, help kids grow.
Sure. And you give advice to the parents as well. It's like everything you touch grows. That's what I'm kind of getting. It's like what you touch kind of grows, or what you touch with your advice grows.
I've had a lot of left jaw, my left ear, which is weird, and I think it's from clenching at night. So I'd like to release. I'm having a lot of tension. Usually I am super energy, and this week I'm not energy because I have a lot of ear pain, which is weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is there a reason for this? I do feel like possible ear infection. And obviously I'm not a doctor. I cannot recommend, diagnose, prescribe. I feel like you've been outside. Have you been outside a lot? I feel like you've been outside a lot, even though you're not have a lot of energy. You've been outside a lot. I don't know why. Like, you've been outside gardening. It's almost like the plants are help. The plants and the trees can help be healing with you. Possible ear infection. I do feel like possible ear infection. Possible wanting to go to the doctor for antibiotics for that. I know some people do have, like, their own home remedies. Sometimes when you have, like, ear ringing, it can be, like, spirit or your guides trying to communicate with you. But if it's actual real, like, pain and going down the side, I would be careful with that and go to the doctor for that. You don't want to want, you know, if it is an infection, you don't want that to get worse. But all, yeah, grounding and releasing. When you do go outside, you like hug, you know, if you want to hug a tree, plant your feet firmly in the ground and ask for the tree and the universe to take it from your head down, release it through your feet. I feel like possibly get the ear infection. I feel like possibly ear infection, you might need antibiotics. But I feel like once that goes away, I feel like your energy is going to come right back. I feel like your energy is going to come right back. I also see dogs around you. Plants, animals, water can help you be healing and grounding and releasing. Not so much people, but just like nature in itself is very like helpful to you. Yeah. I feel like if you can get that treated, I feel like it's going to go away. I feel like your energy is going to come right back. Yeah, if it is, you don't want it to get worse. But I feel like once that's treated, your energy will come right back. Possible, I hear thyroid. I could be wrong, and I could be so completely, totally wrong. But if you do go to the doctor, maybe get that checked as well. I don't know if that runs in your family. And I actually don't know. I don't know anything really about that. But I know one of them, hyper or hypo, thyroid can also possibly make your energy go away. But again, I could be totally wrong with that. I'm not a doctor. But I feel like once you get that checked, I feel like your energy is going to come right back. Possibly a healer for the children, if that's the case, you it's a very good idea to practice, like, the grounding and releasing.
Right.
Because you don't want to get overwhelmed with that.
And keep
it's
it.
Like you want to help everybody else, but it's kind of overwhelming. But also, I still get also plant the seeds of the future. So laws of attraction, put it out to the universe and plant those seeds of what you want your next job to be and what you want to do, how much energy you want to put out for your job and how much energy you want to keep for yourself. So it's just not so, so draining for you. But I feel like your energy is definitely going to come back soon. I feel like maybe just see what's going on
over the weekend
with the ear infection.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like it's temporary. My feeling is it's going to be temporary. It will get fixed, and will the energy is going to come right back. Just make sure I don't want you to get overwhelmed with anything. I feel like make sure you pace yourself. And don't let yourself get overwhelmed. If you do feel like that, you gotta like ground and release.
Okay.
And I feel like the plants are gonna grow like big and beautiful. And you have flower and also like the vegetable garden. You have both.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like your vegetables are growing. I feel like they're growing very, very well. I feel like your vegetables are very like big. I see cucumbers. I see carrots. I see those. Or is it peas? I think peas. I see tomatoes. I feel like your vegetables are going to grow very, very good. And that's also self-healing as well, just growing your own vegetables. Eating, putting into your body what you grow is actually very helpful. That's a very good thing.
Yeah.
You can be, I feel like you're a very natural person. The more natural you can be is helpful for you. I really get hugging the trees, grounding or releasing. Pace yourself. Don't take on more than you can. Even though you want to help everybody, only take on what you can, because if you overdo it, you're gonna feel the energy drains. So just pace yourself. I feel like much better for you in the next weeks to come.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for the reading. Thanks for coming on the show.
I love this show. I'm so grateful to be a part of this. So I'm just so grateful for this.
1 minute.
Thank you, Catherine.
All right.
Okay. All right, then. Lisa and Chanel are still there in the call queue. And she will come to presently. We're going to take a little break, as we do, because we need to drum up some more lovely callers. The people seem to be having problems calling in this evening for some reason. I've seen two people calling in and then being knocked out. So I don't know whether the storm's going around or something like that. But okay. It doesn't matter where the storm is. It could be your end, it could be this end. Yeah. But either way, it affects things, yeah. So it's unfortunate when that happened.
Away across the universe, pools of sorrow, waves
I do love that version. Made famous, of course, by the Fab Four, the Beatles, John, Paul, George and Ringo. Back in the days. A beautiful version there. Okay. Right. Where are we going then? So, no new callers, which is surprising. Okay. Right. It's a Friday night. And 4th of July celebrations are well on the way, I'm sure. Because, you know, those that have the opportunity of going to work, I know here in the UK, the pubs are opening again tomorrow. You know, I don't know whether Mr. Trump is doing the same in the state for you people there, and opening the public houses, but they're going to do it here anyway. And you know, it's a little bit different. We've got beer gardens, and you know, you still got the rule where they've kind of brought it down to 1 meter now. So long as you're sitting 1 meter apart. And how they're doing that is like back to back. You can't actually sit next to a person. You know, they're like back to back. So I don't know how you would talk to the back of somebody's head, but never mind. Okay, well, the thing is, we are talking to people at the moment, and you know, it can be done. Now, you know, I can't see you, you can't see me, Kimberly can't see either one of us. So, you know, it's still possible. Get your mobile phone out and phone your mate over the other side of the sea. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen as well. Yeah. What did you say? Can't hear you. Too much noise. Yeah, and unfortunately, they've not said that we can yet have music. So you can't have any music. And what's been said at the moment is that they're expecting the public houses to actually be booked. So, you know, I don't know whether the local is going to do that, but certainly if it gets booked, we won't get in anyway. Okay, right, on with the show, as they say in show business. We're going to take our next call now. We'll bring Kimberly back online, first of all. We have got people calling in, but strange how they don't seem to be able to hold for some reason. Okay, let's see where we're going. Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Here we are.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm hanging in today. How are you?
Pretty good.
I wanted to see if you could do a reading on me.
Okay. Just general, or do you have any specific questions?
Well, maybe we should start with general, and then I can tell you.
Okay. I do pick up, I feel like sometimes maybe lately you've been maybe either like a little bit, I feel like sad
or anxiety. I feel like there's you're worried about family. I get like that you're worried about family, you want to be there for family, or you're worried about them. It's like I feel like you want to help. You want to help somebody. There's somebody you want to help, and you don't know what to do. It's like you're at a loss to help. I feel like the thing, what you're going to need to know about this person is going to unfold. I feel like don't push it. I feel like you're trying to help somebody, and I feel like they don't want the help. I feel like they're kind of like pushing back. They're kind of stubborn. And it's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Does this make sense, or am I totally off?
I guess, like, I met somebody, and I kind of wasn't, it's kind of turned into a sad situation. And I'm trying to let it go because this person is not really responding anymore since yesterday. I don't know what the hell or what this person is about. I just had met him, and he sounded like his voice I liked, but I have no idea. I haven't gotten to know him, and it kind of turned into a little bit of a heartbreak, I have to say, and I guess I have to let him go, and he's not responding anymore, and I'm okay with letting him go.
And were you, like, was he, like, asking you advice and things? Like, were you trying to, like, help him? Like, was he telling you his problems and stuff?
I wasn't really telling me his problems, but I guess I was kind of trying to help him. I was, and I don't think he agreed with everything that I said, but that's, not my problem.
Yeah, it's really, really not. It's you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. I feel like I'm not picking up on anything with him. I feel like meeting somebody through family. I feel like meeting through somebody through family, meeting somebody through friends in person. It could also
better.
Be self-healing with you that I'm picking up.
Yeah, I'm definitely
not. Are you just
not
in general? I feel like you in general try to help everybody.
Yeah.
Do you happen to notice, like, possibly, like, is it a pattern where maybe, like, unfortunately, like, maybe more, like, narcissists are, like, come around you?
I don't feel that. Not really. I mean, we're all narcissists on some level. I don't feel that way, no. Maybe this guy was a narcissist because he disappeared so quickly. You know, he was about himself. And he figured I wasn't going to be, I wasn't going to foster that.
You're not
going to
be a yes person.
Yeah, he disappeared quite quickly, which is a good thing. But yeah, I feel a little bit, a little brokenhearted, I guess. You know, kind of quite way too soon for a broken heart. But yeah, I was talking to him for 3 days, and I guess I did get attached to that person quite quickly, in a weird way. You know, is that pain gonna go away soon? And am I going to just move on with my life and forget about this stupid event? It's so bothersome to me. I don't really like it. This whole event.
It definitely will go away. It definitely will go away. Try your best not to think about him. If he does call you, I would kind of just ignore him because I'm not feeling...
don't really want to hear from him again. I just really don't. That's why I'm just trying to, like, cut it off right now. I don't want to hear from him ever again. Like, I just don't feel this is anything that I that's sustainable in any way. No, it's not. And it's just really
Feel like you're going to meet somebody else. Definitely feel like you're going to meet somebody else.
Okay.
All right. I get shy with you as well. You could also be somewhat of a loner. It's like you're really, you know, it's either, you know, you really, really try to help people or you're just kind of like, you kind of back off and just by yourself. It's either you're all in or you're kind of just like done with it. I do feel like you're going to meet somebody else. I'm not feeling really the energy with this person with you.
Good. Yeah, this person, I hope he's moved on. Even though it's taking me a little bit longer, I hope he's gone. Like, I don't want it, to be honest. I just have a couple of flaws that I'm having a hard time letting go. But I'm working through that, and I'll be fine, hopefully. And I hope I'll never hear back from him again once I'm over it. I just don't want to open up that pot of can of worms,
3 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's a very, very good idea. I definitely feel like meeting somebody. I do get this year. I'm here in October. I hear more October, November. Do you like Halloween a lot? Is Halloween a big thing that you celebrate?
Me? I mean, not really, no. I like it, but I'm not a big thing at all, no.
Okay. I see a Halloween party. I get October, November.
Okay.
Self-healing with you could be very important right now. You might want to block his number. Self-healing is very important for you right now. Make sure you realize, you know, you understand what you want, what you don't want. Do not take
Two
any, like,
minutes.
Bull crap. But I feel like you might, and protect your energy, even if you might not know your guides, ask your guides for protection, because it's like other people that need healing is kind of attracted to you, I get sort of, which is like, that's not what you need right now. That's not what you need right now. You've got to do your own healing right now. And I'm really, really seeing, this is definitely like, I feel like I'm seeing a Halloween party. So if you get invited out by your friends, I feel like you should go. If you get invited to a Halloween party or somewhere around mid-October, late October, early November, I think you should go. Because kind of shy, not necessarily like crowds,
minute.
Feel like you should go. Definitely self-healing, and stay around your friends and family that really, really, like, know you well and can help you kind of through those things. But I feel like it is going to get better, and this dude will be, very soon, he will be off your mind.
I hope so. God, I think maybe, yeah, I just have to give it some time. I'm really depressed over it. I just have to give it some time.
Do something in nature. Yeah. Do something in nature, and it could possibly help you.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, it's pretty painful, but that's okay. I can handle it.
I'm so sorry. You will get over it. It's hurtful, but you will get over it, and you will find somebody a lot better.
Oh, I'm sure. I just have to get over this pain. It's not going to go away very quickly. I'm feeling really, anyway, but thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thank you
for calling in.
Okay. Well, the call queue is bouncing around. People are getting kicked out all over the place. I don't know why. The phone lines are
little bit high wire this evening, but we're persevering. Okay, let's see where we're going. Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine. My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes, I have a question. I have an issue, actually. I'm with this guy named Cordell. We was kicking it for a minute. For the last 2 months, heavy, until his baby mama found out we was messing around and everything has changed. I don't hear from him. Unless I remind you to someone I work with. I know it may sound a little messy, but it's someone I work with that I see on a regular, regular basis. But anyway, everything was going good. We was doing stuff together, even spiritually, until she found out. When she found out, I don't hear from him. He don't call me. He sent me a disturbing message the other day telling me, don't call me no more, please and thank you. I have a girl. So then today and yesterday, he called off at work. I mean, he haven't called. He did no call, no show. So where do you see this going? Where is she controlling him? Or, I mean, how did everything so sweet turn into something? But go ahead.
Okay.
Not really, miss. When we connect, like our energy, everywhere we go, our energy, a lot of people just pick up on our energy. We're so good together. We even do spiritual stuff. And it's just like how everything just changed. Ever since she found out, or whatever the case may be, he don't call, he don't text me. He ain't even been to work. I hope he okay.
I feel okay. I feel like, I do feel like he cares about you. I feel like with the,
And then he quit the job. I mean, how you don't call, no show? Like, did she make him quit the job? Did he even quit? The last time I saw him at work was Thursday. No, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, Thursday, yeah.
I don't feel like quitting the job. I do feel like, I don't know, I feel like they're kind of already broken up maybe, or I feel like they're more on the outs. I do hear the word trapped, like he's like,
because they have kids together.
I feel like he feels trapped. I feel like he feels closed in, like, you know, like, I feel like I don't want to say jail, but it's like almost kind of like, you know.
She controlling him. I know that. But I have set up here and gave this man advice. Go ahead. I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
I do feel like out on the outs with her. I don't feel like necessarily being together for a long time. I feel like maybe she has, I get feelings. I do feel like they possibly could be on and off for a long time. They were off on and off for a long time. So she still has like maybe like feelings that way, just like because she's kind of, they've been together for a while, but I don't feel like they're together. I don't feel like they're together. I feel like he's more trapped. I feel like more trapped.
Yeah, because they got kids.
I feel like he's gonna call you. I feel like he is.
When?
My feeling is he is gonna call you. Let me see what I get.
And where, like, what would the conversation be about? Because like ever since this been going on, I've been the one that's been, you know, asking questions. Why is this happening? What's going on? Are you like, if you want this, you need to change it. You need to sit down and have a conversation. Look, I'm interested in somebody, whatever the case may be. Talk to her. If you're not man enough to do that, you know, I don't have no more time to waste because, like I said, I enjoy every moment with, you know, all the times, the memories, everything, even on spiritual stuff. We just so connected. But everything just changed.
I feel like, I get more like, I'm hearing 3 days.
I'm hearing 3 days, possibly like 2.5. I'm getting like nighttime, calling you at nighttime. He's going to want to see where your head is at. I feel like he's pushing boundaries. I hear pushing boundaries, pushing limits. That's not, I feel like not fair to you. Like, he's pushing, like with the girl there, it's like he's pushing limits being there. I feel like the two of them are pushing each other's buttons. And it's like, like it's, I feel like he definitely cares about you. I do hear that he cares about you. I don't feel like there's like a real relationship with her there with him. I do feel
he cares about you
a lot. I feel like 3 days, but it's almost like how long are you gonna wait? And I could be interpreting that wrong. How long are you going to wait? How long does he not have to do certain things before you really?
That's
release?
What I'm saying. Is exactly, and I've been telling him that. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to keep waiting. You need to get this stuff figured out. Whatever it is, if you need to show me more than talk. And he don't even have no explanation on what's going on, but it's your problem. How you go invite me into your life and you dealing with the same bull crap? I don't understand that. And apparently you're not happy because you're searching for something in someone. So how you go invite me into your life with the same bull crap you've been dealing with? I don't get that. But go ahead.
Yeah, I actually
agree
with that.
Huh?
I agree with that.
Yeah. How you going to want to be with somebody with you? Yeah, like you, but you're dealing with the same bullcrap that you've been dealing with. But like I said, so what's going on with work? He has a camera today. Today or yesterday?
Yeah, I don't get fired. I don't get fired. I don't feel like quit. I don't feel like quit. I feel like, I don't know about Monday. I'm not hearing Monday. My feeling is actually Tuesday. I'm hearing back to work on Tuesday. I don't get Monday. I get Tuesday.
But what
I don't
is
feel
the
like
reason? Is it because of her? Because it's not like him missing work. He always at work. And he's supposed to work Sunday. This Sunday he's supposed to be at work again. He off tomorrow.
Are they not needing as many people on the job? I feel like this is more work-related. I'm feeling like they don't need as many people right now, especially with the holiday and the COVID.
Oh, no, we desperately need a lot of help. A lot of help.
Okay.
Yeah, so then, like I said, he sent me a disturbing message at 12:30 in the morning, not today. Please don't call or text me no more. I have another girl. Like, what? Did she make him text? Like, I don't know. I just really think she got so much control over him, and it's sad. Like, did she make him send me that message? Did he really mean to send me that message? So then we go to work the next day. He have not said nothing to me at work. I haven't said anything to him at work after that message. And he's like, and don't talk to me at work. Okay. So.
It could possibly be her. But he's gonna still talk to you. I feel like he's still gonna call you, and he's gonna want to know where your head is at, how you're feeling, where your head is at. I feel like he's definitely still gonna call you. So,
1 minute.
Yeah, I just make it very, very clear.
Like a week. This been going on for like 2 weeks and a half because she popped up at the job, asked me, "Oh, is y'all messing around or whatever? Like, why is you? First of all, you jeopardizing my job. You know what I'm saying?" I don't got time for that mess. Why is you popping up at my job asking about our sex life?
Yikes. Yeah. I would make it very clear. He's got to handle that. So make it clear. You got to spend some months now. You know how I feel, and you're going to either have to handle this, or I'm going to step back until afterwards. You might want to step back.
That's what I've been doing. I have been. I haven't been calling, texting him, talking to him. Mm-hmm. But you say he's going to call me the next.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to call you. I'm getting more like 3 days. I feel like he'll be back to work. My feeling is Tuesday, but I feel like he's definitely going to call you.
Okay. I wonder why he ain't been to work, though. That's what that's unusual. It's bothering me because it's unusual. Like, is she stopping him because we work, you know, we work together? I don't know. This whole situation is messy. But
it's
okay.
It's a possibility, but that would be a very bad idea for her to do that.
It is, because one of my coworkers said that she tried to make him lose his job or quit his job or some stuff like that. Hurt once before, so that's sad, but okay.
I feel
thank
like
you.
He likes his work, so he's not trying to quit.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you, Ken.
You too.
Sure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got 48 minutes on the clock. And let me see, where are we going? Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in.
My name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, I'm just having problems with my mom and, you know, she moved in with me during the pandemic because she kind of had to. And we have kind of a, you know, complicated relationship. And I had a tiff with her and I, you know, I was pretty rough. And I'm just wondering, is it just not possible for us to live together?
Oh, yikes.
What could I do to help?
Let me see what I can. Okay. I feel like your mom is very, very stubborn. I feel like she's used to somebody. I feel like she's used to somebody being very independent. Usually on average, I don't know if like this is a more of a new thing for the health thing, but I feel like she's always wanted to be independent. She doesn't like to rely on people.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that irritates her. Like she doesn't want to rely on people. She feels like she's a burden to you, but she'll never admit it.
Okay.
And she likes to do things her own way. Very, very stubborn. It's like try to like help her, like help her make decisions, but let her think that she's the one actually making the decisions.
Okay.
It's like she wants to be in control over things. She wants to have the last say. It's like if you tell her not to do something, she's going to do it. If you tell her to do something, she's not going to do it. And my feeling I'm getting is like all the way you say it, like all the way, like the, if you can put things in different, like say things in different ways to make her think either she came up with the idea or that she's making the final decision, because it's like she wants to be the boss and it's just very, she wants to be independent even though she knows right now she can't. She doesn't like the fact that she has to rely on other people or other people have to help her with these decisions.
Okay.
I feel like there's possibly, I don't know if she had to be possibly self-reliant very young. I feel like possibly self-reliant at a young age or possibly helping as a teenager, helping other adults at a young age. I almost feel like resentment towards authority.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And she doesn't listen
and
to
I'm
doctors,
an...
does she?
No. She does not. She doesn't really go to them because, no, she's very sensitive,
she
so I understand. She does, yeah, she tries to do stuff herself, but she will ask my opinion on that because I'm an empath. But being around her drains me so bad. I mean, not all the time, but when she's mean, it does. And then I get mean, and then it blows my chakras out. And it takes me a few days to recover.
Ooh. Okay. I do hear possible. I feel like possibly she's not changing. I feel like she's possibly not going to change with certain things.
Okay.
If you can just possibly, as soon as there's some kind of argument, if you could just like literally just walk away, because I feel like arguing, I feel like she's not going to change her mind. She's not going to change her mind. She's still going to do it anyway. So arguing with her is still going to be like even worse draining for you. So if anything, you might as well, I feel like, just walk away and just whatever the argument conversation was, just be done with it. You said what you had to say. You said your opinion. She either does it or she doesn't. But with her too, you know, you can lead her, you lead a horse to water. You can't make her drink. Give her all the advice. And if she gets argumentative, be like, listen, I can't take, you know, do what you want to do. Like, you know, I gave you my advice. This is my opinion. I feel like she really should maybe listen to the, you know, get the doctor's advice as well, or listen to the doctors, find a doctor she likes, and do your best to like clear your chakras right away. If an argument does ensue, I feel like if you walk away, it might upset her. Like she will still want to finish the argument. Just, I feel like, don't do it. Just be done with it. My opinion, and wipe your hands. This is my opinion. You either do it or you don't. But don't argue with me, because that's very upsetting with me. You're my mom. I love you. I want to help you. I can't force you. So please don't argue with me with my opinions. I'm just trying to help you, and make it clear.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help you. I want to help you do this. I want you to be independent or whatever. You know, I don't want you to feel a certain way, but at the same time, my feelings are still valid as well. Because I feel like she might not be changing her attitude. You know, it's kind of like she's kind of set in her ways. And so if you can either, like, say things in a different way to make her think that, like, she thought of it, or she's making the like, say the same thing in different ways and see how that works.
Okay.
I kind of sort of don't feel like changing with her. So
you think she might move out, possibly? Because she doesn't like being told what to do?
I feel like it might be something that she would like, but I don't feel like that is something that is, I don't feel like moving out is, I don't feel like she's capable of doing it by herself at this time, is my feeling.
Okay.
It very well could be within, like, the next 6 months, she will be able to. But I don't feel like it's reality at this time. I feel like it will be getting better, whether it's her physical health, her mental health, the stability will be getting better. I don't feel like she's able to be by herself at this time.
Okay.
Which is frustrating for her also, but I...
Is it financially, or you said physically?
I almost feel like more of a physical thing. Like
she knows
more
something's
needs
wrong.
Kind of... Yeah, but this is already known to you. So if it's not a physical thing, then it would be a mental thing.
2 minutes.
But I feel like this thing,
mental.
This is known to the both of you. I feel like she's not admitting it. I feel like she's not admitting it. She's not coming to terms with this. So whether it's a physical thing or a mental thing, I feel like you're aware of it, but she is not, like, she's in denial. She is not coming to terms with it. She's got to come to terms with this for to be able to figure out the next move. If she's going to be in denial about it, I feel like it won't get better. If she comes to term and realize I can't do this anymore, but I can do this, she'll be able to build on that to be able to go
okay.
back being independent. But I feel like she's in denial of her issues, and she's got to deal with it. She's got to deal with it, or she's going to need help. This is my feeling.
1 minute.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because, I mean, sometimes she is nice, but I'm trying to make a chart to see if there's a pattern. And the only thing I could come up with, besides right now we've had a really bad spell, is the full moon lunar eclipse. Like, is it cosmic or financially, which she runs out of money, and then at the end of the month, she gets money, and maybe she's nicer. So I'm trying to figure out a pattern so I could maybe stay clear. If there is some kind of pattern that affects her. Huh?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. And also, like, retrograde is, you know, all the different retrogrades are going to be around till September. So that could make
it. Okay.
I mean,
right.
We're almost done with Mercury, but there's going to be six planets going into retrograde back to back. So that's not helping either.
Okay. No, it'd be very angry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we've reset the timer, and we have Donna.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I was just eating a freeze pop. Sorry. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, because you were breaking up there for a minute. I wanted to ask you. Okay, see, I don't even know where to start. I'm 58 now, and I have one brother and two sisters. We have the same father and different mothers, and we've never met, but through Facebook and Ancestry, my daughter met my one half sisters that I never met, her daughter. Anyway, we came in contact with each other and we're talking, and it was a big, big mess when we were younger or whatever. But the thing of it is, I kind of got emotional and I said, Kim, I don't know why I'm getting emotional. I said, because I feel like I want to talk to our father, but I don't know. Like, I didn't know what to say. Long story short, you tell me how this is going to come out with she's going to talk to my brother who says he wants to meet me really bad. His name is Michael. And the middle one, Tracy, she's not too keen on it. But and my father, she's going to talk to him and tell him that we were talking and I wanted to talk to him. How do you see this all going? Sour or... Okay.
I do get good energy with the sister and the brother, especially the sister. I do feel like
yes.
I do get very, very good energy with her. I feel like she wants to help. She really, really genuinely wants a relationship. Really, really genuinely wants a relationship with you and your family, possibly religious with her. And family is very, very important to her. Also, the brother, the other sister, possibly standoffish, possibly a little selfish. She gets nervous of things. I'm asking about the father. I'm asking about your dad.
Yeah.
I do want to say
I'm the oldest, by the way.
You're the oldest? Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel like I do want to say protect your energy. I feel like you are going to talk. My feeling is I'm getting like especially like for the first couple of conversations, I feel like it's not it's like you're not going to hear what you want to hear. I don't feel like hurtful. I feel like your dad also has an extreme guard up. Possibly he might have a very, very extreme guard up. I don't feel like bad. I don't feel like this is going to, I don't feel like any arguments or big blowouts. I just feel like you might not, you may not get like the recognition that you're looking for right away or like the validation. So protect yourself, you know, like just protect your emotions that way.
Right.
I feel like the sister is really, really going to help you. But I feel like your dad does want to talk to you. I feel like he does want to talk to you. I just don't know if you're going to get what you want out of it right away.
Right. Well, I have a dad that raised me that I love very much. He lives in Arizona. Him and my mom are divorced now too. But see, this is a thing where I want like nieces and nephews, and I want to meet them. I think the guard up. Well, my half sister, the one you have good energy about, she said he's not even talkative with their, that's his personality. And like, I've seen him a couple times. The last time like I said, I'm 58. I was, maybe 29, 30 when I spoke to him, and he's got that standoffish kind of personality. You know, he cheated on my mom with their mom, and maybe that's his guard. His wife now, which they're almost 80 now. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I just I feel like, I mean, if you want a relationship, I feel like there definitely could be a relationship there. I just like, yeah, he just, you know, with the being standoffish, like say if you have questions or you want validation with certain things, he might not give it to you, which could be his personality with everybody. Like, so just having like maybe like a just, you know, I don't want to say casual relationship, but like just like but to go really, really like emotionally deep and in depth with him, I don't feel like that's something that he wants to do. Although that's something that is that you would like or would be, you know, important to you, you know. So I'm afraid that might hurt your feelings. But I feel like definitely good with the sister and the brother.
Right.
I mean, I feel like he would be open to talking to you, but it's like getting like the love and the recognition that, you know, you would maybe still want. Regardless, I know you have a great father that raised you anyway, that you might not get. I feel like he would be opening for a relationship and talking, but like any questions about the past or things like that, I feel like he's not trying to do. You might, but I do feel like very, very good relationship with the brother and the sister. So maybe focus on that. You know, like,
right? Like I think
put more
I think I'm looking for.
On,
yeah, I think we're looking
3 minutes.
For maybe like an okay for us to have a good relationship. Like we go to family functions and it won't be a problem with him. Like he won't get mad at them for talking to me or.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that.
It's like as long as you don't ask him like certain questions of the past or something.
I don't need that. I already know.
Oh, okay. I feel like that's still hurtful to you, but as long as you can get past that, I feel like it won't be a problem. I don't feel like it's a problem. But at the same time, you know, that's, you might not, you want to do that, so I feel like. So, yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you know, if you want to be friends, then that would be good, as long as you don't ask me any personal questions or things from the past, certain like that. But I don't feel like issues with, like, family functions. I don't feel like that. As long as, like, it's like he doesn't like to be asked questions. He doesn't like that, so I don't feel like there's gonna be a problem. As long as people are really not like asking questions or certain things, I don't see a problem with family functions. And I feel if anybody does say anything, I feel like your sister is gonna stick up for you. So if anybody does, like any other family members do, I feel like your sister's going to stick up for you. Be like that. She's going to be like, that's my sister. Don't say anything like that. So, as far as other people, don't worry about them.
Okay. How about Tracy, the middle one, that's like, she said is kind of standoffish with it.
I feel like she's a whole lot like your dad. So I feel like she's going to come around in her own time. So, I mean, unfortunately, if she doesn't want one, I feel like don't push it. Around on her own time. Because I feel like she's got a very much personality like your dad.
Right. And it's her loss.
I agree with you. Absolutely. It is her loss. And I feel like she really might want a relationship in the future. Once she gets to know you a little bit better or hears things from your other sister or brother, eventually I feel like it's a good possibility she's going to want one on her own time, but probably not for a while. Your other sister and your brother is going to talk about you, and then she's going to slowly be more open to it.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, Donna.
Okay.
Donna, before you shoot off, can I say your dad is a good 6-footer, yeah?
Who is?
Is he very tall? Over 6 foot tall, yeah?
My real father? No, he's short.
He's short. The man that brought you up is that like stepdad, yeah?
My father that raised me, that was a cop, he's about 6 foot. He lives in Arizona right now.
Right, okay. Well, can I say, because like you said, he's a cop, so that makes sense that he's over 6 foot. Yeah. What I'm seeing is like a John Wayne character.
Like what kind of character?
You know, like John Wayne, the movie character? You don't remember John Wayne? No?
No, I don't think so.
You don't remember John Wayne, no? Is he broad?
No, maybe
very broad.
Okay.
Very broad, well built. Tall.
Yes, my dad. He
tall,
used to be a cop. No, that wouldn't be him either.
No. No.
That could be. I don't know. It sounds like my brother, the one that wants to meet me, That sounds like him. He's tall.
You do know somebody like this, yeah? Tall and well built.
I probably do if I think about it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's characters coming round you at some point, yeah? So you need to be looking out for this, because this character's coming round you at some point, but he's a bit like, he throws himself around a bit like John Wayne.
Oh, John Wayne. Okay, that's who you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Throws himself around a bit like John Wayne. He's a bit like, you know, he's a bit of a macho man, yeah?
Okay, and he's about 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to keep a lookout for that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it there. I'll let you ponder on that. Okay. Right, so Donna's got a little bit extra there because Donna's the our last call at the minute. We don't normally do that today. We only do that when we have time to do that. You know, I wouldn't, because it's like, oh, and then you get somebody call in then. I was listening to the show last night. I didn't call in, but she got longer than 10 minutes. Really? Yeah, right. Okay. Well, perhaps you should call in then. And then you'd get 10 minutes as well. Okay. Right. You know, but yeah, you can't please everybody all the time, can you? Right, so Kimberly, I think what we're going to do is wrap it up, because I'm not seeing any more callers at the minute. And just about as we go to play a piece of music to play out, somebody will call in now. But I'm sad to say that you're going to be too late, because we can only squeeze another one person in anyway. So unless you're going to call now... Don't do it. Okay. So, Kimberly, I'll say a big, big thank you once again for joining us. And we'll do it all again next week, yeah?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for, inviting me to do this radio show. It's really, I just absolutely love it. So, absolutely, I can't wait for next week.
Wonderful. And I hope you feel better next week as well, Kimberly. So I think you've been very brave to be with us this evening. So thank you very much. Okay, so there's Kimberly then. And until next week then, ladies and gents, we're going to wrap it up for this evening. And we're going to play it with our usual piece of music. BSN.